Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Do not miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. America and America's Judgment, When Hell Comes Knocking. Featured on the front page of danaglennsmith.com is Yellowstone, Wyoming Ecosystem Threatened. High Calling of God in Christ Jesus Meditation. America Truth Violated Meditation. Featured on warn-usa.com, Faith Patience of Jesus, China Oppresses, Jesus Saves, Gospel Cost, India and Pakistan. Every Knee, Every Tongue, Book of Romans, Part 28. Age of Spiritual Warfare, Classic Warn Radio Series, Part 1. And do not miss these Warn Radio episodes, the weekly shows of the WIBR Warn Radio, the advocacy show from January 31st, I Have Chosen You, Prophetic Events, Persecuted Church 2024, Christians Starving, Persecution Advocacy at Warn Radio, Battle Lines Wednesday, February 1st, Everlasting Joy. Well, that should be Thursday, sorry. Battle Lines, Thursday, February 1st. Everlasting Joy, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 203 on Battle Lines. And Sound the Shofar, Friday, February 2nd. The Word of the Lord, Speak My Word Faithfully, Part 4. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another Friday. We are in February. February 9. The 9th day of February. Yep. Hard to believe. Not only did we get from October, November fast, seems like we got here practically overnight. Now, I know for many of you that's not the case, but time seems to fly for Tower and I. We celebrated our 50th anniversary, as I've mentioned before, and all we can say is, where did the time go? And truly, Scripture is right. You know, like a flower in a field, or, you know, it grows up, it has its glory, and then it dies and comes again the next season. So it is with man. You know, you think that, you know, your time on earth is going to be longer. When you're born to parents, of course, you know, and you grow up as a child, you know, your parents are always there. Now, I know that's not the case for everybody, and I'm sorry for that. But I did have a dad and a mom and both grandpas, and I was in church from an early age. But time goes by. So you need to make the best of it. The series we're looking at is the Word of the Lord. And that's where we look at various scriptures. And the apostles preached the word. The prophets gave the word. And at times the Lord God Almighty spake out of a cloud. One of the biggest shows that he did was on the mount when the children of Israel were encamped at Sinai. Thundering and lightning, it was so bad even the people said to Moses, "Go up and talk to him for us." You know, they were afraid. It scared them to death, and it would. Now, you know, we're so proud and haughty in the world today, that I don't even think we'd be afraid. But I know better than that. So at any rate, wherever you are in the world today, if you hear this broadcast, may the Lord bless you. And if you're not redeemed and know Him, may you come to know Him. Because He is the true and the living God. And you need to stop serving idols and turn to the true and living God. That's even for Americans. Many of you have fallen away. Now, I want to recommend something here. Now, for over 25 years, the WIBR Warren Radio has been warning America of judgment. And Tower and I was discussing what was coming to America when I told her of a vision and what the Lord had told me. This was back in 73. You know, 74. But what I want to tell you today, the letter to the American Church is a new documentary by best-selling author Eric Metaxas, and there's a lot of others that are in it. But it's a riveting new film. Tower and I saw it last night. because it's in a free. You can watch it for free if you get there today. This is the last day, I believe, because I think I'm behind. Yeah. Well, they were having it for 24 hours, and that's what we got in on. And I was trying to see if they have a change. But at any rate, go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. That's lettertotheamericanchurch.com for more information. It's going to be on Epic TV. And, you know, so if you know what Epic Times is, just go there and they will have plenty of, you can go to the front page, Epic Times, and they should have it on there. If not, Epic TV documentary section will have it. But, and Metaxas, of course, this is part of his best-selling, I mean, his latest new book. He's an author. But he compares America to the church in Hitler's early 1930s. And this is not to be cast away, because many years ago when we were warning, you know, we had Jews that would, we came in contact with, who had told us of the similarities between America and Germany. So make no mistake, this is really where we're headed. And, of course, he mentions Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I read his book when I was younger, as soon as I could. It's a fabulous book. Great man of God. And the increase in Marxism and communism in America, I mean in the world, has really threatened a lot of nations. And so Charlie Kirk is in this, Dr. James Lindsay, and Victor and Eileen Marks. They're a couple, fabulous ministry, and there's a number of others. So check out lettertotheamericanchurch.com or watch the documentary on Epic TV. And so, matter of fact, today, being the 9th, I'm right on the page now, and it's running the documentary. It must be running it all day. So that's at Epic TV, or you can go to theepictimes.com and find it. Theepictimes.com. Letter to the American Church. The thing that you want is that the American Church listens. And they're not the first one to talk about the American church. You know, America is backslid. I've written a recent article. I mean, it seems like all this stuff comes up all at once. But earthly choices bring eternal consequences. And that's another one that gives you a warning. And I talk about quite a few things in there. And this is one of those things that it brings you right to the corridor of eternity and also walks you on the plane of the earth, lets you realize what's going on. Earthly choices bring eternal consequences. You can visit warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com and you'll find it there. It'll be at the top of the list. There might be a few others in front of it. It was just published yesterday, but doesn't take long for it to move down in the feed. So go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. When you listen to this podcast, you know, head on over there. And I want to speak to those who do listen to the podcast. We have
a whole lineup of places to listen. And I can't get to them all the time, and many of them I'm not connected. They just carry the feed from one of our others. But we are excited because we do have feeds overseas. And we have feeds in the India area, somewhere around over in there. Of course, it's online. So we are getting the gospel out. The thing of it is that the world is in chaos, trouble. But it's not as in much chaos and trouble as is coming. So it's time to wake up. It really is. And so we're going to move on. This is Chosen Generation. This is part 5. And the Word of the Lord, Chosen Generation, part 5. And we use the words chosen generation. And reminds me of the Apostle Peter. And he talks about assuring the church that they know the anointing and calling of those found in Christ Jesus. He goes on to tell them, you are living stones. You're chosen of God. You're very precious. Now, see, the thing of it is that our churches today are not where they need to be. And many of the pastors, and I've talked about this for many, many years, they don't sound out, they don't step up, they don't, you know, these are leaders in some of the biggest churches in America, and they don't say a word about what's happening. Peter goes on to say, we are the holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices accepted by God through Jesus Christ. A spiritual house of whom we are contained in by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, who shed his blood for our atonement. Thus he makes all of his followers born again through the Spirit of God, and being brought into his fellowship and into the church of the elect. Now see, a lot of those little phrases are Peter's writings. And Paul can write like that too. But you know, Jesus, Yahshua, is the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. Because his own people, he went to his own and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name. You know, it's one thing to realize who you are. It's another thing to act on it. 1 Peter 2, 3 through 10. He's talking about living stones. But the first verse of that, let me read the whole thing and then I'll go back. If so be that you have tasted the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now see, there's lots of churches, there's lots of religions, there's people of faith in all kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you today that you are not part of that chosen generation if you're outside the veil of Christ. If you, you know, if you're a Muslim and you just believe it, you know, Isa, whom they call Jesus, is Isa. And you think he's just a good prophet, you're wrong. And that's the problem with not having the truth. You believe a lie. But there are Muslims out there that know who Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is. And we have corresponded with them. We know who they are. And they're trying to reach other Muslims. They're over in the Middle East. And there's a lot of them that have come to the Lord. And there's a lot of persecuted people who have come to the Lord. But you see, even to the Jews, verse 8, he was a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. See, because the Jews, you know, all the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the priests, the chief priests, and all those that were high mucky mucks in the temple. There cometh no prophet out of Galilee, they said. He can't be a prophet. He can't be the Messiah. They didn't bother to check with him and find out where he was born. Bethlehem. Even the kings who came to see him, the wise men, they were wise men. Traditionally, we call them kings of the East. And they came and worshipped him because they knew who he was. That was Bethlehem. And when the king was killing a bunch of the kids to try to get rid of this new prophet, and he was a baby, but they were trying to kill him, his parents took him to Egypt. And when the king died, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and told him to go back. And he set up shop in Galilee and became a carpenter and all that other stuff, you know. And then at the time when he started going around preaching, you know, they didn't bother to check. Hey, son of God, Yeshua, where were you born? Galilee! No, he didn't say that. Bethlehem. And this is just part of the way that people fall into a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. In America, you may think that this nation is going to go along all on its own forever, but it's not. It's facing judgment. I have categorically taught on it, spoken about it, warned about it for a long time. America as you know it will cease to exist, the voice told me. And I was given three visions. And before that, I was standing before a glorious light. Then the vision unfolded before me. Now, I don't want to bore you with that. I don't even like telling that. Because I don't want people believing in some guy's vision. To many people, I'm just some guy. I'm another watchman. But I'm not another watchman. I was called to this. And I can tell you that I can tell you where I was at the time and what I was doing. And when the presence of the Lord came in, I was there and I knew him immediately. But I'm not trying to tell you this because I'm all holy and spiritual. I reject that nonsense. We are WIBR Warren Radio. We preach the Word of God in truth. We stand for truth. And when I preach the Word and when we do our advocacy broadcasts to tell you about the persecuted church, we will even tell you the various groups like Barnabas Aid and others, and we'll tell you to support them. I'm not here to beg for your money. The Lord has taken care of us. We don't. You go to our websites, you can listen to everything there for free. Well, what's the matter with it? If it's free, free is free. Freely given, freely received. You have a chance to know the truth. So get on over to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and read some of these in-depth articles and begin to find out what on God's earth is going on. You think you know. You think it's all right to be woke? You think it's okay to be all these other things that's happening in America? You're going to find out the wrath of God, just like Sodom did. But Sodom's issue was not their sodomy. Sodom's issue was pride. Even the message to your sister Sodom, as the prophet put it. The first thing that comes up is pride and fullness of bread. That's America. Pride and fullness of bread. We're fat, we're overweight, we have trouble losing weight, we have good meals. All the ones protesting on the street. And look at all them drag queens. Did you see how many of them are fat? I mean, extraordinarily fat. They're all men. And you know, did you know that a female had male hormones? Did you know that a male had female hormones? Did you know that? So if you're a male, you just take a few more female hormones and you're going to have your man boobs grow out to look like their regular breasts. But you don't have a vagina, you don't have the works to have a baby, you don't have the psychological makeup that's put into the genes of females. And you females cannot be men. Now, of course, the doctors turn around and say, yeah, we can make you into men. No, they can't. They can change the waterworks. Because we do that. See, right now, our science is God. A stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, and that's what's going on now. It happened at the time of the Jews when Yahshua was there. But I'm telling you, to those who have repented and come to the Lord, they are the chosen generation. They are the royal priesthood. They are the holy nation. They are the peculiar people. And we are the ones that praise him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that is why Peter begins here in verse 3, if so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you haven't tasted of his grace and his graciousness and understand the message and understand the Son of God and understand, by the way, he's not just the Son of God. Revelation chapter 1, he is the Almighty. Revelation 22, he that is unholy, let him be unholy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. There's a couple more phrases in that. But that is in Revelation 22, and it tells you why he says that. Because I come quickly, my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. If you don't want to repent, and you refuse to repent, hey, keep being doing what you're doing. When you face God, he'll judge you, and you get the proper reward. And unless you know Yahshua, and unless you accept him and walk in his light as he is in the light, see 1 John 1, you're going to be in trouble. And you want to know John's testimony? Read 1 John 5. And then while you're at it, why don't you read the book of John? Try about 100 times. You read John every day until you fully understand it. By the end of that time, the light of God's word will shine in your heart. I'm confident of that. So make no mistake. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. We are the ones in the light. We know what's going on. And unto us who believe, he is precious. So's our Father. But if you're disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed. Now the builders were the Jews that he first appeared to. And he became a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. But he is the Son of God. He is the Almighty. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. First Peter 4. 12 through 18. Let's go back. What are we talking about today? Chosen generation. Chosen generation. And you've been listening to the word of the Lord. And see, this generation has a cure for the word of the Lord. They just rewrite the Bible and say, okay, that's fine. You change the Bible, you're going to find judgment. You teach lies, you will find the judgment. So then, what happens? As Peter says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Oh, what happened? Well, I can tell you what happened. I can tell you why America's in a mess. I can tell you have loads of people in this country that don't belong here. You see, the Democrats who were plotting this thing wouldn't be able to do that if America was where it needed to be. Because God hands a nation over to its enemies since that nation has rejected God. He doesn't reject the believers, but he rejects the nation. And if you want this nation to continue as America, what our forefathers founded, then you need to stand up for it. And I don't mean, you know, starting a war. I mean using the word of God, faith, and standing up against what's happening. If you watch that movie that I tell you, that's what they're calling for, is for the church to stand up and be heard. But the church hasn't stood up in 30 years that I know of. Now, David Wilkerson did, and I remember a time that there was Jerry Falwell. And there was tons. big voices, evangelists, they're all gone. They're dead, or they're too old to do anything. So 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, America. I inserted that. Thank you. As though some strange thing happened unto you, America. Thank you again. But rejoice, inasmuch as you were a partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of God and of glory resteth on you, and on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. See, they hate the Christ, they hate the Lord, and they're killing Christians every day. We cover this all the time. Once a week, I should say, on a Wednesday. But our website is full of those programs to tell you who's being persecuted and where. But you've got a nation now that will indeed reproach the name of Christ, and they're doing so every day. The girls, the young women, the young men, the old men, and the old girls. This nation is blasphemous, it's godless, it's headed to hell. Its scientists and people who are doing this to the children are liars. Because you are not going to make him into a boy. You're going to make him, the women, into somewhat of a boy. But they will never have the genes. They will never have the innate characteristic that makes a boy a boy and a girl, a woman, and a man. Oh yeah, and I've seen that trick too. I've seen lots of tricks. There was not too long ago a woman who was actually claimed to be a man. She took a lot of male hormones, but she got pregnant. So they all put in the newspaper that it's possible for a man to have a child. It's not possible. You're lying to yourself. But see, you can't tell anybody this. In America, they don't want to listen. So the bridge is out, they're heading down, careening down. And there's no bridge. They're going to fall into the abyss. But they don't care because they're happy. They got their way. But they're going to hell. And they're happy. And see, hell doesn't even scare them anymore because there's a whole pile of young people that now serve Satan. And that's a laugh. You know, the devil must be laughing his butt off. Looking at America, seeing how screwed up everybody is, and so proud of himself because he's led you into this delusion. See, for the Christians, on the other hand, we have a warning. You know, I mean, you're already doing this. See, but Christians, we're specially told. Christians aren't supposed to do some of the things that you're doing. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Christ. Let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Where are you on that list? Are you the righteous? Are you truly saved? Do you know it? Are you ungodly? Are you a sinner? Well, if you're not in Christ, you're a sinner. And if you don't know the Son of God and haven't come to Him, then you're cursed. Read John. Read the third chapter of John. Matter of fact, read John 1 through 3. What's it going to hurt? If you don't believe, what, are you afraid of it? I dare you. Read the Gospel of John for 30 days in a row. And be honest about it. And your reward will be that the Lord will speak to your heart. But if your heart is hardened and you reject it, you absolutely refuse, then God will allow you to go your own way. This is not kindergarten 101, kids. This is a real thing. I deal with this every day. I know where I've planted my flag. I'm not a watchman for America. I'm a watchman for the Lord. I'm a preacher, teacher. I write books. And no, I haven't been made filthy rich. And when I write, and I've written hundreds and hundreds, I could say thousands of articles, Christian articles. I have labored and put up my own websites for the Lord. Tower's been right there with me. And we've labored to get the word out to America. And I labor as unto the Lord. I don't really care whether you like it or not. I don't care whether you want to give me money or not. This is not about money. This isn't about what you think. This is about what God did with me. And when He called me. And I can point to you alongside the road. I was driving a truck where God called me. He was in the cab with me. There was another situation that I was involved in. And I pulled over alongside the road out in the middle of a seemingly desert. All by myself, cars going by. And here was some nut on his knees out there beside his truck, and that was me. Then later on, after I had been in the church and after I had graduated from Bible school and all the other things you're supposed to do, I raised my family because I ran into some other issues. With a church that didn't like me being zealous for the Lord. Two of the deacons on a Sunday morning talked to me and said, "We don't want you here. Take all your ideas and all your zeal and put it in your suitcase and go back to Bible college. We don't want you here." I am an independent. I'm not affiliated with any organization. I'm affiliated with the Lord God Almighty through the call He put in my heart. And this is what the Lord told me. I have not called you to be rich and successful. I have called you to be faithful. I have called you to be faithful. And that's what I've been for 25 years and more. I ain't here to be faithful to you. I ain't here to be faithful to no one. Now, don't get me wrong. I love people. And I love good things. And I love when good things happen to good people. And I love when I see a sinner come to the Lord and find the truth and weeps and cries until you can't understand. Why is he weeping? Why is he crying? I remember when Tower got saved, we were at an Amway convention. Yes, we were Amway distributors. And she came back, she was around with the girlfriends, and I was just sitting. We went down to the convention in a bus with a bunch of others, and they led her to the Lord. Well, see, we had both been in the church before. You know, I mean, I was raised in church, and so was she. I was raised a Methodist, and she was a Congregationalist, among other things. But she gave her heart to the Lord. And boy, did that start the fireworks. That's why I was in the truck. I was leaving. Now, I can laugh about it now. But I was going to leave her. That's it. I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm leaving. So I was driving down the road. And all of a sudden, the presence of the Lord came into that truck. Yeah. And I heard his voice, and I talked to him. Finally, I pulled over. Gave my heart to the Lord again. Said, that's it. I'm going to follow you. Now, I've had a few confrontations with the Lord. I was mad at him for 10 years. Yeah, over the church thing. But God, that's when he came and appeared to me, you know, came and into my house where I was. I wasn't expecting a visit. And so I went into, and after that I had created a prayer room, Tower and I did. We were so zealous, we didn't even want the kids around until we got right ourselves. And so I laid on that, in that, the Spirit of the Lord came over me, and I felt so bitter over everything I had done. I hadn't been faithful. I should have just kept working. But I cried and cried and wept. For a long time in that prayer room as I prayed and repented. Finally, as I was going, I was kind of calming down, and finally a voice said, are you done yet? Are you done? I said, yes. Then get up and stand up. I was to be faithful. I've not called you to weep and cry and feel sorry for yourself. I haven't called you to be mad at the church. I haven't called you to hate anybody. I haven't called you to follow your own selfish ways. I have called you to be faithful. And as there's a God in heaven, I'm going to be faithful. And I don't care who don't like it. I'd love everybody to like it. But I know the devil is there. And I could tell you stories that would bring hackles, you know, your hair on the back of your head to stand up. But there's some things I don't talk about. because it's frightening. Because there is a real darkness. There are real demons. And you have to understand that. And today it's worse than ever. And it's time for you to stand up. Brush off all the hate. Brush off all the things that you are carrying. Brush them off. Seek the Lord and ask Him and just stay there and pray it out, because I've done that. And He will cleanse you. He can remove that. He can heal you. Second Timothy 4, 2 through 8. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. And that's where we're at now. We see it every day here now. The younger generation is full of fables. That's what they're believing. But then it turns away from that, and Paul's word to Timothy here, he changes, and he says, "But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry." In other words, go out and do what God's called you to do. And Paul finishes in this, "I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing." So that's where we get back, and here's Revelation 22, 11 and 12. "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 1, 5 through 8. This is the beginning. The other is at the end of Revelation. So if you want to be stubborn, if this is the generation wants to continue, he tells you right there, Revelation 22:11, if you're unjust, be unjust still. If you're filthy, be filthy still. But if you're righteous and holy, you be righteous and holy still. Because I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning of the word. I'm the end of the word. There's nothing else. I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And you're going to stand before me, and I will judge according to those works. Revelation 5 through 8. He's coming again, folks. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, this is in the intro of Revelation. "The first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, yea, amen, Lord Jesus, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever, yea, and amen, Lord Jesus. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Why? Because he's coming back. And they know that he was coming back. We know that. The wicked, they ignore that, but they know that he's coming back. I am an Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He is the Almighty. So, my friends, today, listen to the word of the Lord. Seek him today. Whatever your issues are, come to him. He's the Almighty, and he's willing to forgive you, heal you, change you, and make you into a new person. So that whoever you are, you're a new person, but you're a new person for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can always go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And you can send us a contact through our contact page. You can follow us on social media, but don't try to contact us on social media. I don't do any heavy discussions on a social media platform. That's not the place. People want to talk to me, you get on our websites and go to the contact page. If you don't want to do that, then you don't want to talk to me. Bad enough. But I pray and hope that you will understand and come to the Lord. To you, it is given to live, not to die. Christ came to give you life, not death. He came to be your Lord and Savior, not to be the judge. But he will take up that mantle when the time comes. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. May he lighten the path for you to walk, so you know how to walk in a manner pleasing to him. Take care of yourself and your family. And if you know the Lord, strive hard to pray and seek his face. As never before, lift up your family. Watch over your kids and make sure you know what your school districts are teaching, because we have a corrupt government from Washington, D.C. all the way through this land. It is corrupt, utterly corrupt. It's been defiled. I can tell you who defiled it first, and I can tell you who's defiling it now. God will judge the wicked and the rebellious. But unto the righteous who are faithful, he will redeem them and deliver them into his everlasting paradise. Until next time, folks, I hope this finds you well. And I hope next week will be a new week for you. Enjoy the weekend. Seek the Lord while he may be found, for he comes. Until next time, God bless. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.